Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From 1995, and that is a throwback now. Ow. Rancid. Ruby Soho. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. What are you looking at, Chris?
You look weird. There's something off. Are you wearing...
No, it's actually something I can't get off.
Are you wearing makeup? I didn't... Usually you don't wear makeup in the morning.
Usually? What do you mean usually? I don't ever wear makeup. No. Oh, my God. Christopher.
Well...
Look, you did this to me.
I did.
You did.
I don't remember going over to your house last night and putting any makeup on you.
No, you started the thing, the catalyst that now is me performing drag on Tuesday for Driving Miss Daisy, the virtual drag show here in Kansas City.
Well, it's for a great cause.
It is. And I know that I'm sitting here complaining about it, but wow, I had to get out of my comfort zone. Yesterday, I went bra shopping.
How was that? Where'd you go?
I had a panic attack, and apparently I don't know what a good bra is, because I picked one out, and my friend's like, I will not let you leave the store with that.
Did they offer to measure your size?
No, we didn't even do that. We went to TJ Maxx, where, like, you know, there's barely anybody that even is there to help you.
Did you find a good one?
To find a good one.
I mean, I don't know what that means. Comfortable? No. Isn't there wired in bras?
It's more like how you look, I guess.
Oh.
But... mad props to people that wear makeup, because my friend and I spent about 2 hours in that aisle, the makeup aisle.
The makeup aisle.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, just get this and this and this and let's go. She's like, no, no. You need foundation and contouring. And we left that place with 15 products that go on my face.
How much did you spend?
It was a steal, so we're good.
Okay.
We went through the clearance department.
What is TJ Maxx?
Yeah. But I didn't get to go to the pool this morning because our practice went way into the night last night.
Well, you got to make sure you're good. Why'd it go so long?
It went so long because, you know, my friends helped me out so much. I could not do that if it wasn't for them. One of my friends helped me go shopping. The other friend brought me my dress, and someone put big old eyelashes on me, and someone did my makeup, and then my other friends were working on the choreography for the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when we put it all together, I realized that I couldn't perform to that song.
Why not?
Well, originally... we were going to do this dance version of My Heart Will Go On.
Okay. That didn't work?
No, it didn't work because I couldn't twerk to it. So now I got a twerking song. Yeah, I'm going to twerk on Tuesday.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dude, I am so lucky. I really do have some of the best people as friends. I mean, like, they're selfless and sweet and helpful. Last night, there were, like, 12 people over at my friend's little apartment, all working on something different to help me out with this drag performance.
They weren't just there trying to watch the...
No, everybody made me feel really comfortable. It's one of those situations where you're more embarrassed to do something in front of 10 people that you know rather than 100,000 people that you don't know.
Yep.
And so... that was really weird, getting into a dress, and dancing and wearing a full face of makeup, but everybody there made me so comfortable about it. And while someone was doing my makeup and the other people were working on the dance moves, I had a friend make the greatest lasagna that I have ever had. When I was done eating that lasagna, I went into mourning.
Because
it was so good, and then it was over. Mm. So I'll never get it again. I'm jealous of my poo. Because it gets lasagna again.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so good. It was so good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk about my vat.
No. I'm talking about the lasagna.
What, you don't like lasagna? What's...
Whoa.
You don't like lasagna?
No.
Why wouldn't you like lasagna?
It's
like
disgusting.
What's disgusting about it? It's noodle. Do you like pasta?
My two least favorite meals are casseroles and red sauce spaghetti. So when you combine you get lasagna and it is bleh.
Ew, what kind of sadomasochist puts spaghetti in their lasagna?
Well, you got the flat noodles, but it's the same instance of you combine the essence of a casserole and red spaghetti and you got lasagna.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Lasagna is like cheese noodle surprise, cheese noodle surprise, cheese noodle surprise, and the surprise, it could be anything. It could be like fingernails and it'll still be good.
Yeah, the fingernails would be like the little onions in there, because there were probably little onions in there.
There were, and they were really good.
Oh,
or they
gross.
Were fingernails.
Can you just stop talking about lasagna? You're giving me
You don't like spaghetti or lasagna?
No. Why would you?
Everybody on Earth does. You're an alien, dude. I swear to God. I have not been worried about you until this moment.
They served lasagna at my great uncle's funeral.
Did you like it before that?
Never. I've never liked lasagna. But that's not something you expect served at a funeral. I was expecting some ham sandwiches. And so I get there and I'm starving and I get this plate of lasagna in front of me, and I try to force down one of those noodles down my throat.
You know who was having a worse day than you on that day?
Who?
Your great uncle.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds, and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Chris, I have a level of concern about that cough right there.
Yeah, just trying to get the frogs out. There's no COVID. I mean, I haven't been tested yet, but...
What was it? Yesterday was the highest number of new COVID cases?
In the state, I believe.
In the whole... Yeah, in the U.S.?
In the United States, yeah.
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 Oh, God!
It's not related. Probably.
All right, Chris, let's just get through this now.
All right.
As I move further away from you, like, that's... At this point, can do anything. It is Thursday, June 25th.
That is correct.
And Chris, tell us what happened on this day, starting with 09.
Aww. Michael Jackson passed away. Here's his brother Jermaine announcing it.
My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m.
That shook me.
I ain't sad.
No?
No. I'm basing the fact that I don't like him. Have you seen Forgetting Neverland? Have you seen...
I've seen parts of it. I'm aware of the information that's in that documentary.
It's not just the information. It's the way that the survivors tell their story. You can see the pain. It's the kind of thing that you can't act through. At least that's what I think. So I think that Michael Jackson diddled some kids, and I don't like him. I don't want to hear any of his music. I hate when we play Alien Ant Farm cover of him.
Okay. On this day in 1998.
Moving on.
Windows 98 is released. Y'all remember this?
That sounded way more beautiful than it did on my crappy IBM ThinkPad back in 98.
Yeah. On this day in 1998 as well, the Supreme Court rules that attorney-client privileges extends beyond the grave because of this man,
We believe it's important to know what Mr. Foster knew about those matters we've been investigating. Mr. Foster is unfortunately unavailable to us. We're going to do everything we can to find out what Vince Foster knew.
And a court ruled that you cannot access the attorney-client conversations even after the person passed away.
Why not? That's because when we find out the truth.
It's privileged
information.
So what,
they're dead? Seriously? This deathbed confessions are like how we figured out what really happened in history.
Deathbed confessions?
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. I do love deathbed confessions.
I love a good deathbed confession. Can we start a band called Deathbed Confession?
There actually is a band called Deathbed Confessions.
How do you know that? You have their music?
Kind of what you expect for Deathbed Confessions.
Yeah.
But it's already taken.
Wow. We are on the same page, Chris. This is impressive. Buzz Family, I promise you, that was not staged. All right.
Let's go to 1993 on this day. Sleepless in Seattle hits theaters, spawning a hit soundtrack and renewed interest in standards. Here's a bit of...
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Sleepless in Seattle.
You called a radio station? There is no way that we are going on a plane to meet some woman who could be a crazy, sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
Do you relate to that movie at all, Jordan Silver?
No. Why? Sleepless in Seattle?
Because of this part right here?
We are going on a plane to meet some woman who could be a crazy, sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
So I've done that a couple times. So what? So what?
Nothing's wrong with it. Just asked if you related to it.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan were in 4 movies together, including You've Got Mail, which is one of 2 movies that I walked out of in the theater.
Did ya?
It was so bad.
It wasn't good.
Ugh. Oh, I guess I'm sounding so negative right now.
Bring it up, Jordan.
Well, okay.
On this day in 1984, Prince releases his most successful studio album, Purple Rain. Oh, that song melts my soul.
I just watched your eyes roll into the back of your head, and I don't feel good right now.
I want that song played at my funeral.
Don't worry.
I know the message doesn't quite work, but the music of that is just utterly beautiful.
If you go before me, I will make sure that there is the song and actual Purple Rain at your funeral.
That'd be awesome. Thank you. On this day in 1981, the Supreme Court upholds that mail-only draft registration is constitutional. And then last year, a judge declared it unconstitutional.
It's pretty unconstitutional.
Yeah.
We're going to be fair. We got to be fair about this.
Although, damn right.
I don't want to go to war, but if I got to, look out whoever we're fighting against, because I want to go home.
On this day in 1978, the rainbow flag was flown for the first time in the San Francisco Gay Day Parade.
Gay Day Parade?
Gay Freedom Day Parade.
Okay.
There was an M missing on freedom, so I was confused there.
Yeah, because Buzz Family, it says Gay Freedom Day Parade.
Like, there's no way that can be correct.
But if it were, we the gays would have the Gay Freedom Parade.
Here's a historical listen at how they were represented in the media.
At Balboa Park, more than 200 gays had a picnic, what they called a celebration of gay and American pride.
Mm. Mm.
200 gays had a picnic. God. Last year, it was the first time that I saw black, white, and brown added to the pride flag, to the rainbow colors, and I cried because it was so awesome that it's even more inclusive than it was before.
Terrific. On this day in 1977, Roy Sullivan is struck by lightning 7 times. 7 times struck by lightning. He had a little jingle made after him.
I guess it's just bad luck. Seven times the man was struck by lightning. That's frightening, so stand clear.
His nickname was the Human Lightning Rod.
Appropriate.
All seven times that he was struck, he did not die. But I'm really taking it down now because what he did die of at 71 was a, quote, self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head over unrequited love while laying in bed next to his wife, who was 30 years younger and allegedly did not notice his death for several hours.
What?
That's like that City High song from like the 90s. The one that goes, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone? It just gets worse as the lines go on. Crying all alone.
That's horrific.
I know, because he's hungry and there's no way to feed him but sleep with a man for...
Well...
All right, we...
That sucks. Let's move
on. Unrequited love.
In 1947 on this day in history, the tennis shoe was introduced.
Did you know that they called them sneakers because they were quiet when you walked?
That's why?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Sneakers. That's incredible. Sneaking around.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1938, the federal minimum wage law was enacted. Started at 25 cents, and it wasn't until 1942 that it got to the 40 cents for everybody, which they said was, at that time, still vastly underpaid, which equals to about $3.50 to today's dollars. So.
You can't feed a family on that. You can't do anything on that. Why is that? Wow, I'm such a bummer. My bad.
Unofficial holidays, Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
It's Beatles Day.
Oh, one of my favorite bands. Okay, I can be positive about this.
The bug that is born into the... It is actually the Beatles Day.
Screw with me.
Sorry. It is the day the band participated in Our World, a BBC program in 1967 where they performed All We Need Is Love.
That was one of the first worldwide televised events.
Mm-hmm.
I know that from the Beatles anthology, the 20-hour documentary from the 90s.
And it's Colored TV Day. 1965 was the big year most things changed to color. And I had to make sure this one was true, make sure it wasn't fictitious. It is Catfish Day.
Shut up.
I am not joking.
Shut up.
I am not making that up. It is Catfish Day.
It's Catfish Day?
Catfish Day. And it's about the fish, but...
That's what they named the TV show after.
Yeah.
There's something about the way that the fish is, is sneaky, and that's why Neve decided to call it Catfish. After we just emailed a girl that I catfished 20 years ago, by the way, has not written back yet, but do not give up hope, BuzzFam. There's a couple other angles that we can take to this. Catfish Day. Really? You can't even write this, man.
When I saw this last night, Catfish Day, did Jordan plan this out? But
no!
There's no way that could have happened. Catfish
Day. You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
Oh, Chris, I literally look like I had a one-night stand. Sleep. And then did the walk of shame to work.
Yeah, kind of looks like that.
Because I have makeup on from last night's drag practice.
Yeah, and is that a new shirt you're wearing?
It is. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, normally you don't have anything on your black shirts.
That's right. This one is a picture of Blondie. Love her. Love the band.
Nice little band shirt.
Yeah, I got it in the mail yesterday. Dude, this weird... This weird thing happens. The mail... is in our lobby, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I take the elevator down, get the mail, and I think that it's safe to open my mail while I am in the elevator on the way back up.
Is it not safe?
It's not safe when all of a sudden a light goes on and another floor is calling for the elevator.
Oh.
Which is not what I thought would happen when I get in the elevator originally. There's no other lights. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, are stopping and going in the elevator, especially because I live at the top. So, you know, it stops.
A long ways to go.
Right. And every time I'm in the middle of opening up my mail, like whatever I order from Amazon or any other weird website, somebody always clicks a button. So the elevator has to stop. And basically, I'm like unboxing this personal item of mine in the elevator. And everyone always wants to know what it is.
Oh, that means you have to have a social interaction with them.
Yeah. And if you don't, it's weird. But if, thank God, yesterday was just this Blondie t-shirt. I mean, what if it was something intimate?
Such as? You mean back massager?
Are you serious? It was a back massager.
That's what I said.
I feel like you're being a little facetious.
Nope.
It was a back massager. I swear to God, it was a back massager.
It's on the last page of the Harbor Freight magazine.
What's Harbor Freight magazine?
A discount back massager store.
How do you know that? Is that where you get yours?
Oh. No.
Oh.
No.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Brendan Urie told the Man in the Oval Office campaign to stop using Panic at the Disco songs in his rally. And that was a polite way to describe the tweet he wrote. And yeah. I quote,
I saw it.
Dear Trump campaign.
Oh, you're going to read it? Okay, go ahead.
F you.
Okay, glad. Thank you.
You're not invited. Stop playing my song. No thanks. Brendan Urie.
High hopes. I just don't see. That's just really not. It should be like Enter Sandman.
I'm surprised he knew they even existed.
I know. It's got to be one of those kids on his team.
Maybe Barron suggested it.
Yeah. I like this band. I'm going to get the disco.
And Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, ordinance to cut marijuana possession from city code is moving forward. It will now head to the city, Kansas City Council for consideration on July 9th. And that would not make it legal, but the city would not press any charges at the municipal level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking steps.
Yeah. Mayor Lucas said it would free up police to focus on other types of crimes.
I like how weed is unavailable here. Moving from California, this mm-hmm. is crazy. Weed is unavailable here, but our neighbor, hallucinogenic mushrooms are okay in Colorado. Wild.
Crazy.
All right, what else is going on in the news?
Well, New York is adding 8 states to its mandatory quarantine for travelers entering the state. And after Missouri reporting its highest single day increase of COVID, is not included on that list.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are the states that are on that list?
Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, North and South Carolina, Texas, and Utah.
All right. Not allowed to go to
New York City. We can go. You just got to be quarantined for 2 weeks.
Got it.
And the Arctic Circle is on fire. Extreme.
Oh, what? The Arctic Circle is on fire?
Yeah. Extreme fires.
Now, in the Arctic Circle?
In the Arctic Circle.
Right now?
On top of the globe as we speak.
The cold place, because it's got the word Arctic in it?
Yes.
Is on fire?
Yep. Now, we normally have fires close to the Arctic Circle, but they have not been this far north and intense, according to recent data recordings. And those fires, scientists have determined in 2019 and 20, have emitted more CO2 into the atmosphere than the previous 16 years combined. So
the Arctic Circle is on fire?
Yeah, burning up that snow and ice.
2020 is such a nightmare, but that just adds a cap to the top of it. The Arctic Circle's on fire.
Yes.
Right now.
There's satellite imagery. You can go see the fire in the Arctic.
I don't know if I'll ever sleep again if I see that.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Oh, my God, Jordan. Are you going to dance like that during your drag performance?
This is how I dance.
Oh, so that's a yes?
Yeah. I don't any rhythm, really, which is weird because I can play the drums. But damn, I love that song. Damn, I love Lil Hurt.
How about halfway in that little, like that three-note auto-tune voice thing, kind of little Imogen Heap action? Oh, I love it.
The mariachi band in the background?
A little surprise action there.
Why he's moving to Alaska? I don't know.
Just a...
Sorry.
I know it kind of contradicts it, but I want to put my convertible top down when I listen to this song.
You don't have a convertible.
That's why I'm contradicting myself.
Oh.
It feels like if I had a convertible, I would want to put it down, so.
I have a convertible.
Can we drive your car and put this?
Now it's too hot.
Too hot?
It's too hot and sticky.
Put the AC on.
I just heard my father's voice in my head go, all right, are we air conditioning the great wide world now too?
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Well, I did something yesterday that scared the hell out of me.
What's that?
Well, you have to wait a second for me to tell you because I have a couple sentences from what I did that I never thought that I would ever say ever again.
Really?
Yeah. Like one sentence from yesterday when we were shoe shopping, my friend goes, what size heel do you wear? And I go, oh, a 7.5 in men's.
Oh.
Yesterday I also said, look at how amazing my cleavage looks in this bra. Never thought I'd say that again. Yesterday I said, Justin, stop stepping on my dress. Never thought I'd say that again in my lifetime.
Ooh.
Yesterday I said, well, if I can't twerk to that song, it's out. Well, that one maybe. I could see that one a little bit.
That one's the closest of the ones you'll say.
Something I never thought I'd say again, but I did yesterday. I love this lip color on me.
Oh, boy.
Something that I never thought I'd say again, but I did yesterday. Oh, I'm a pretty girl.
Aw.
Tell you what we're talking about after this.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Bus family, I will always tell you that the number one rule that I learned in life that is just always good is to do stuff that scares you.
Very good advice.
There is something hiding behind the panic that you feel when you're scared of something. Obviously, doing something positive, you know. Mm-hmm. I felt this way before I tried stand-up. I almost passed out while clicking submit to the payment on PayPal 3 weeks before the class started. Almost passed out with anxiety because stand-up is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it, and it was one of the best things that I ever did. It was hard. It was super hard. But, like, facing the fear and doing the thing, there's going to be something great on the other side of it.
Did you learn and grow as a person?
I did. I learned a lot about comedy and performing and how hard it is to do stand-up comedy. Major, major, major points for people that do that. It's very hard. You're, like, basically standing up there and completely naked, and everyone's looking at you. It's like a mic, and you just sit there and tell people what you feel, and you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
That was something that scared the hell out of me. I mean, I felt that way about taking this job, about leaving Apple and California and all this stuff.
It's a big risk.
It was, but it paid off. It paid off. So do things that scare you. Do them. Please. You will just, I don't know, if you have to, disassociate yourself from your body. That's what I was doing last night. And I was a little drunk when I was doing practice for my drag performance.
Oh, so then you should thank me for forcing you to do this uncomfortable performance, right?
You're not off the hook yet, Christopher.
What?
You're not off the hook.
What do you mean?
I don't know yet, but believe me, you're gonna feel it.
Okay.
All this came from during COVID. A friend sent me a link to a local Casey virtual drag show run by Miss Daisy Bouquet, a local drag performer. The event's called Driving Miss Daisy, and she drives around once a week, a certain time, Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8:30. She drives to different places in Kansas City and has drag performers perform a song. She blares the music from her car. She streams it on Instagram from her phone, and it's a great time.
It is.
Now that people are like going out more, and it seems, you know, like this might be something that she needs to like lay to rest for right now. So the finale is this Tuesday, June 30th.
Mm.
The date that I see when I close my eyes, the date that I'm running away from in my nightmares, because Chris, when we were talking about the show, go ahead, tell the family.
I just decided and thought maybe possibly that it would be a good idea if you performed in drag to help benefit for the cause and fight the fight with them, right?
That was the time that Miss Daisy Bouquet was listening to the radio and thought that that was a great idea and challenged me. And the moment she challenged me, I wanted to vomit because drag is not easy. You can't fake it.
No.
People that are really good at what they do make it look like anybody can do it, but that's not... That's the problem. Yes. That's the problem with this is because you look at it, you're like, okay, I'll just lip sync and like move around a little bit. Hell no, these are performers that, oh my God, can dance and sing and know how to be seductive and stuff. And whew. We went to the drag show at Hamburger Mary's on Friday, last Friday, to study the performers. Mm-hmm. And that was not a good idea.
No?
Nope.
Why not?
I was going to go there and learn from the performers and be like, all right, I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to pick that up, pick that up. I was just so intimidated.
Oh.
I felt like somebody coming out of college and going straight to the NFL. That's what it felt like.
You were supposed to get inspiration from it.
They can do splits. I can't do splits. I can't even bend.
You shouldn't allow yourself to not get good at something because other people are already great at it.
My knees are the reason for that. It's just...
Well,
and then the performers that are also going to be performing on the finale, legends. We have Molten Decadence, who we talked to on the show a couple weeks ago. Widow Von Du from RuPaul's Drag Race.
She's going to be on there?
She's going to be on there.
That's impressive.
What am I doing on that lineup? What am I doing on that lineup?
Do you know when you're going in that lineup?
Not yet. Not yet. But it will be on Tuesday, streaming on Daisy Bouquet's Instagram from 7:30 to 8:30, the finale of Driving Miss Daisy. And it's been 19 years and 9 months since I wore a dress. And yesterday, dress, full makeup. We practiced outside. My friends all worked on a dance for me, and everything. Like, it's great. Like everybody's been helping, and I need that because I don't think I'd leave my house otherwise.
How does it feel to be a pretty lady?
Feels kind of nice.
You liking it?
I know. I look like this, but on the inside, I'm so girly. People notice that when they finally meet me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, "What the hell is going on here?" I'm like, "I can be whatever I want to be. Thank you very much." I look like this, but on the inside, I'm wearing stilettos.
Yeah. Are you going to wipe that makeup off your face yet?
I am trying to take it off. I've washed my face every time I go into the bathroom.
You still have eyeliner,
I can't
mascara,
get it off.
Lipstick.
I don't even know
it
how to...
It looks like you did the walk of shame last night.
I did. It was called My Own Dancing. But, Chris, since you got me into this, and again, I'm going to get you back, I asked you to help me a little bit and find some tips for drag performance that I'm going to try.
Yeah.
So let me know. All right, let's do this.
All right. I got some tips and advice to hopefully help you be the best performer you can.
Drag queen, too.
Yes.
They said that I could be a drag queen or a drag king, but a drag king would be too easy.
Yeah.
Just like, I've got like all that clothes and everything. And too easy for me, I mean.
You would already rock that.
Yeah, I did not have a dress. It's been 19 years, so I had to do the hardest thing. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the audience in the eyes.
I wanted to wear sunglasses, but everybody said I couldn't.
You can't. You're going to disassociate yourself from the audience.
That's what I want to do. I want to disassociate myself from the whole thing. I'm scared to death of it.
You need to sing to them, not near them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
It's a spiritual journey as much as a physical one. Are you prepared for that? Because you have to embody the essence of the queen that you are.
The queen. My drag name is Slaylor Swift. Oh my God, I have to slay? I can't slay?
One of the most important elements of drag is confidence.
So oh, you damn, I'm
have
out.
To slay.
Well, if there's a pill, could somebody let me know where the confidence pill is? Because we know it I is. Don't have that.
Drag's about fearless expression. The more you believe yourself to be a queen, the more you will become a queen.
See how hard this is?
The mask you live in, Jordan, limits your creativity, and it constricts you and stunts your growth. Don't settle for a mask. That makes people around you comfortable, but doesn't reflect the truth that you who you are.
Did you get that from a fortune cookie?
Yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. recap. Brendan Urie tells the man in the Oval Office to stop using his song. Sorry for using such an offensive term. Mayor Lucas, his ordinance to strike marijuana possession from KC Code passes committee. Missouri did not make the list for quarantine states traveling to New York. And there are some extreme fires currently in the Arctic Circle.
And you said that there's something else that we have to worry about now, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get to the 8 now. I need to know. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs made it official yesterday, announcing that this year's training camp will be held at the team's practice facilities here in Kansas City instead of St. Joseph. This comes after the reports of the league told teams they would need to stay at their home practice fields for training camp, and they hope to be back in St. Joe next year.
Why don't they just move here? Why don't they just do it here?
I don't know.
Okay, that's true. We're the two that don't know anything about sports. All right, what else is going on?
Many Kansas City neighborhoods are taking advantage of a limited permit program, which allows neighborhoods to block off portions of the streets to give families extra room to roam.
Room to roam.
The Open Streets KC Permit Program is similar to a block party permit, just without the party. And it's a free application with a fairly fast turnaround time, so go get your open street KC permits.
Which is kind of crazy because traffic has been bad now that things are opening up.
I've noticed an increase in traffic.
Like yesterday was the day where I watched all these cars go by. I got stuck in rush hour traffic. I was like, what happened?
Oh, gross.
What else is going on in the news?
Some inmates have received a COVID relief check and the IRS wants it back. The Kansas Department of Correction alone has intercepted more than $200,000 in checks. Now, tax attorney Kelly Erb says there's no legal basis for them asking for the money back. And IRS spokesman Eric Smith said, I can't give you the legal basis. All I can tell you is that the language is the Treasury and this is what we're using and we're asking for it back. So that clears that up.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused.
Me too.
But imagine how much ramen you can get in jail with $1,200.
Even at commissary prices. Ugh.
Do you know how much that's worth?
In jail?
Yeah.
Aren't they like $3 a bag?
How do you know that?
There's a game called Price is Right Prison.
All right.
And for 2020, we have a possible new photo of the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie?
Yes. A UK resident, Steve, went on holiday to Loch Ness and took a photo of the water after seeing a disturbance. Now, some people are saying it's a catfish.
Oh, crap.
But you need to Google the photo, the new Loch Ness photo monster, because it's going to make you go,
All right. Hold on. I'm doing it right now.
What do you mean?
No, I see it right here. As a catfish, I feel like to me that looks like a catfish. That's not the Loch Ness
Monster. That is the size of a canoe.
As a big catfish.
No.
They usually are.
That is a damn good photo, and I will defend Nessie until the day I die.
But the famous photo, Nessie's head is out of the water.
True, but this was just underwater during the time it was getting a little air, and you can clearly see a giant. I've never seen a fish like that. Fish don't get that big.
Do you go fishing?
I hate fishing.
Okay, well, there you go.
What does that have anything to do with it?
You've never seen a fish that big.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't watch the Fishing Channel? You don't. I mean, I don't fish either, but to me that looks like a catfish. Buzz family, let us know what you think. Text in, because obviously we're going to fight about this. 913-576-7965. All you have to do is Google Loch Ness Monster, and you'll see the new photo. That's a fish.
Whenever I fish without a hook.
What does that mean? My God, are you talking about sex? Ew.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Well, Chris, the text line is so far agreeing with me when you were talking about a new photo, quote,
Oh, really?
Of Loch Ness Monster.
What are they saying?
They're saying, looks more like a manatee to me. I see that.
That's not a manatee.
It looks like it.
Manatees have nice, smooth back skin.
This is smooth back skin. That feels weird for you to say. I don't know why. Someone else texted in, catfish can easily get up to 400 pounds.
Aren't you a catfish?
I'm not telling you my weight on the air, you jerk. Mm-hmm. And then, that's a fishy, not a Nessie. LOLOLOL.
Oh, that's a good one.
Come on, you can... You're playing with us, right? This is obviously a fish.
According... Some people were saying that this is a fake photo because a person who posted it worked in graphic design. And the woman clapped back saying that she does typeset for wedding brochures. So I think this could be a real photo of a monster in the water.
Just got a text in. The new Nessie pic looks like a big fish. Aquatic creatures are totally weird, and that could totally be a thing. Ever seen Amazonian freshwater dolphins? Amazonian freshwater dolphins. All right. Love doing things that involve visuals on the red. Ew!
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
I have a update on the fake news story from yesterday.
The what?
The fake news story.
What story are you talking about?
The Bubba Wallace. The NASCAR.
Fake news? That is the first time I've used that button in probably like 20 years. Thanks. You got the dust off of it there with that pun.
Yep.
Puns are good, though.
They're good, right?
Yeah. I mean, the top...
Can show intelligence.
Yeah. One of the top trending things right now is the Don't Leave Me trend on TikTok. Again, still, for the second day. And that is kind of a pun.
Yeah, and you started that.
I mean, I didn't start.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Initiated. Yeah. We're smart because we do...
Why did you sound like that?
Because it was a little struggle to come up with reasons why we're smart.
Okay.
But I do have a list of reasons why we are smart.
You and I.
Yeah.
And this show.
Yeah.
Okay, hit me with it.
We do this day in history. It means we have to learn to teach, so you got to be smart to do that, right?
Well, last week, during our history thing, one of the events involved Gateway Computers, and I proceeded to play an old commercial from Dell, and then we got a text that said, Gateway isn't Dell, they're two totally different companies, dummy.
Oh.
That was the day you weren't here, so.
I don't remember that. All right, we report the news every day. Got to be smart to do that, right?
Yeah, but we also had to stop doing math on air because it got super out of hand, and the four of us couldn't figure out simple math live.
Yeah.
I don't know how smart we are. You remember that time that we used logic to take that Game of Thrones quiz? Because neither of us watched it?
Yeah.
And then we failed miserably? What are you trying to get at? Why are you asking if we're smart? We're just normal people. That's it.
Well, I need a little help from the Buzz family.
Okay.
There's been something on the tips of my lips that I can't seem to recall. It is from a TV show. Or a movie or a series from the last 30, maybe 40 years. I'm pretty sure it came after 1980, and I can only remember a sound effect from a scene. So I need help to see if we can identify what that is from.
I'm still on tips of my lips, Chris. I didn't hear anything you just said. I'm going to look up at that dolphin again to just like reset my brain. All right. You need help finding out something. Again, I did not hear. I'm so sorry. All my head just kept repeating. Tips of my lips. Tips of my lips. Tips of my lips. All right.
Would you like me to repeat what
yes,
I need help with?
Please, please. Okay. You need help finding something.
Yes. I'm looking for the title of whatever it is. It's a TV show, a movie, or a series.
You don't know the difference between that?
No. That's not it. I don't know what it is from. It could be a TV show, or it could be a movie. It could be a...
That doesn't narrow it down at all.
No, and it could be from the last 30 or 40 years.
That's broad, too.
And I can only remember a sound effect from a scene.
From one scene?
Yeah.
From this either TV show, movie, or series. What is it? It'll be famous, right? It'll be easy to guess.
Game over! That's all I know. That's all I know. So if you know what that is from, game over. I would greatly appreciate it if you could text us and let me know. I've been struggling with this for at least 3 or 4 weeks now, and I've been trying to watch many things that I think it is, and then I get to it and it's not, so I'm struggling.
Say it one more time.
Game over.
That is from either a TV show, a movie, or a series that came out somewhere in the last 30 to 40 years, and the only thing you can remember is one mini soundbite that goes,
game over. I am confident somebody knows this.
I bet Laszlo does. Because I bet that's going to be exactly what he says to us about the show at our meeting after this.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Hello, The Buzz.
Yeah, the movie is Aliens.
Is it?
I don't know.
Game over.
Chris?
We're all going to die, man.
That might be it.
Who is this? Who are you, sir?
My name's Justin.
Justin. Chris, his mind is blown right now. You got that from the way he just did that?
Pretty much, yeah. The actor, he's dead now. Like, I can't remember the name for the life of me, but... Yeah, he literally is, they're freaking out, and he's just going, game over, man, game over.
Oh, is my this goodness, it? That's it.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
What do you want to say to Justin?
Thank you. I feel like I need to send you a t-shirt or something.
Okay. Justin, are you on a pub quiz team yet?
No.
Okay, I'm saving your damn phone number, okay?
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Chris, how long has that been bothering you?
A minimum of 3 weeks.
And the text line's going crazy. They do exactly what you're talking about.
I am so impressed. They immediately knew that, and it flooded in.
TV show, movie, or series from the last 30 to 40 years, all I remember is game over.
And it was a movie from 1986, Aliens. Huh. Wow.
Damn.
Wow. I did not think we'd get that.
Way to go. I'm very proud of the Buzz family right now. All right, so I've got something that's totally going to change the temperature of what we're doing right now, but I wanted to get it in. Trending on Twitter this morning is the hashtag, I'd rather blank than vote for Trump.
Ooh, okay.
And I found some of the best ones. I'd rather pour Taco Bell hot sauce in my urethra than vote for Trump.
Ooh, that'd be painful.
I'd rather play a game with the little dude from Saw than vote for Trump. I'd rather give that Nigerian prince my bank account information than vote for Trump. This is trending on Twitter right now. I'd rather get a face tattoo than vote for Trump. Hmm. I'd rather step in something wet while wearing socks.
Oh, my goodness.
And vote for Trump. I would rather do that one thing that Meatloaf wouldn't do for love than vote for Trump. And finally, I'd rather vote for George W. Bush. Never thought I'd say that, though, then vote for Trump.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.